And welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and Dr. Stephen Powell is an oncologist at Samford Health. He joins us today to discuss the Samford Center Immunotherapy Symposium that's happening Friday in Sioux Falls. Dr. Powell, thanks so much for being with us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
So give me a brief summary about this symposium tomorrow.
Well, this symposium is to review immunotherapy for cancer. We, over the past about year and a half, have built a very large nationally recognized immunotherapy program here for cancer. And as part of this, we've invited a number of national speakers to come and talk about immunotherapy and how it's important in the treatment of cancer, as well as review some of the treatment options we have available here as well.
And who is the symposium for?
So the symposium's for just about anybody that would be interested in it. It can be people in the general public that may be interested in what cancer immunotherapy is, what the breakthroughs are, all the way up to oncologists and scientists that are interested in the newest breakthroughs in the area.
So what is immunotherapy for cancer?
So it can be very complicated, but the basic idea behind immunotherapy is actually using your own immune system to fight cancer.
It's that simple.
How do you do that? So there's a number of different ways to do it. Right now, probably the biggest field of immunotherapy is actually taking the brakes off the immune system and allowing it to attack cancer. Normally, cancer is pretty smart. It tries to hide from the immune system, tries to basically put a camouflage around it, and the immune cells just don't recognize it. And a lot of the therapies now are utilized to actually help the immune system recognize the cancer and attack it. But it can actually be a number of different things. Now we're even getting to an area where you can inject viruses directly into tumors that replicate and kill the tumor and spread to another tumor and start destroying it.
And so do you do immunotherapy in place of, like, chemotherapy and those kinds of treatments, or do you do it all in conjunction together?
So right now, most of the immunotherapies that are approved out there are for patients who've already been through chemotherapy and standard therapy and it hasn't worked. Right now, we're starting to see so much promise in this area. We're seeing that maybe this may replace chemotherapy in certain diseases. Melanoma is a great example of that. We actually are also seeing that it may actually synergize with chemotherapy and radiation.
And is there specific types of cancer that this is a better choice?
So it used to be just certain subtypes of cancers like melanoma and kidney cancer responded to these immunotherapies. Now we're starting to see that this may be an option for just about any type of cancer. In fact, right now we have clinical trials open for a number of different cancers, including lung cancer, head and neck cancer, various skin cancers, stomach cancer, and we'll be opening trials in breast cancers, lymphomas, and a whole host of other cancer types just because we're seeing these work across the board in a lot of different malignancies.
And describe some of these clinical trials.
So these clinical trials, for the most part, a lot of them involve patients coming in and either they've been through standard therapy, they've been through standard chemotherapy, and it stopped working, and they're looking for additional options, and these trials offer them an immune therapy, which is usually a treatment they get about every two or three weeks. To help their immune system fight the cancer. In some cases, now we're starting to open up clinical trials that offer the patients the immunotherapy instead of chemotherapy. So they may come in and be newly diagnosed with the cancer, and instead of having to get standard chemotherapy, they would get immunotherapy instead.
So I'm a newly diagnosed patient, and how do I make that educated choice then?
So I think when it all comes down to it, you have to review what's known about these therapies. I think there's a lot of therapies that are very well developed for certain cancers, like melanoma is the best example. Immunotherapy has been around for a while for this disease and has been proven to be better than chemotherapy. This is the best option, whereas some other cancers that are maybe rarer or have not responded as well to immunotherapy may not have as much evidence. And at the end of the day, it's best just to sit down to your doctor and ask, is this the right therapy for me? Is this actually going to be helpful or not helpful? And have that discussion.
And then take me to the other end, that chemotherapy and traditional medications isn't working. Is it almost at the point of being too late where you may not have enough time? Or how do you discover, I guess, if the medication isn't working and you need to switch?
So when most people go through therapy, we monitor them very closely to make sure the therapy is working. And when you start to see signs that the treatment isn't working, it's time to start thinking about other options like immunotherapy.
Okay. So it's throughout the course that you may get an idea.
Yep.
So how does this then compare with, you know, finding out the genetic or the actual makeup of a tumor? How does this relate with that field in the genetic side of cancer research?
So we know all cancers form from various genetic mutations, and they cause the cancers to grow. Some of these mutations can be targeted. You can actually use targeted therapies to attack the cancer. Unfortunately, that's a very small minority of patients that have cancers that you can actually target with a targetable therapy. What we have found actually is in some cases, some of these gene mutations that aren't targetable, targetable therapies actually make the cancer look more foreign to the immune system, and you can actually use immunotherapy in that situation. So you can actually have a precision immunotherapy. You can target a tumor that has a gene mutation with immunotherapy and have a much higher chance of response.
And the symposium runs all day tomorrow?
Yep, it'll be starting at about 9 a.m. tomorrow and running until mid-afternoon.
And it's at the Sanford Center in Sioux Falls, and it's open to anyone who's interested, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.